USA News. I'm John Schaefer. A Russian missile that destroyed an apartment building in Ukraine has killed at least 25 people. Ukrainian President Zelensky said the apartment was one of 10 residential buildings damaged in that strike. Russia says they were targeting Ukraine's military forces. Five people are dead after a dispute with a neighbor in the Texas town of Cleveland near Houston. According to San Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Capers, police received a call about harassment.
My understanding is the victims, they came over to the fence, said, hey, do you mind not shooting out in the yard? We have a young baby that's trying to go to sleep, and he had been drinking, and he says, I'll do what I want to in my front yard.
A massive manhunt is now underway for the suspect, 38-year-old Francisco Oropeza. Flooding in Wisconsin has forced dozens of families from their homes. Flooding is peaking on the Mississippi River in Crawford County. It's the third highest flooding ever recorded in the town of Prairie du Chien. There's word that U.S. regulators will take over First Republic Bank.
Reuters reports the FDIC will place the troubled bank under receivership imminently. According to the news agency, a source familiar with the matter said the regulator feels there isn't any more time for a rescue of the bank through the private sector. First Republic shares sank more than 40% on Friday, making it the biggest loser of the session on the stock market. This would be the third bank failure this year after the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank in March. I'm Karen Sloan.
Climate change activists plan to protest at the White House Correspondents' Dinner tonight, where President Joe Biden is set to speak. Climate defiance organizers plan to blockade the area near the dinner in an effort to hold Biden accountable for what they say was his 2020 campaign promise to end fossil fuel extraction on public lands. And the Mega Millions jackpot growing, it will be worth $52 million on Tuesday. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Hundreds of Americans have been evacuated from Sudan, according to the State Department. The Pentagon says it's acting on a request for the military to support the safe departure of U.S. citizens and their immediate family members. There's an estimated 16,000 Americans living in that war-torn country. A Supreme Court justice believes he knows who leaked the bombshell abortion draft ruling.
Last year, Politico published a leaked draft of a Supreme Court opinion on a case that eventually led to Roe v. Wade being overturned. Months later, the Supreme Court said an internal investigation could not ID the leaker. In a Wall Street Journal interview out Friday, Justice Samuel Alito said he has a pretty good idea who's responsible, but the evidence is not enough for a public accusation. I'm Julie Ryan.
More severe weather hitting the southern U.S. today. Damaging thunderstorms will take place from Florida to Texas with strong winds, heavy rains, hail, and flooding. By tomorrow, the storms will have moved from Florida to the Carolina coast. People are being urged to stay inside during the violent weather. Country legend Willie Nelson will celebrate his 90th birthday in style tonight with a star-studded concert at the Hollywood Bowl. Among those scheduled to appear are Emmylou Harris, Norah Jones, Snoop Dogg, Neil Young, Tom Jones, Sheryl Crow, George Strait, and Kris Kristofferson. Producers say some surprises are in store also. That show gets underway at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.